And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Valley head coach Luke Connell, who joins us. Coach, I know from a record standpoint, not the way your kids wanted to start the year, still looking for your first win of the season. So with that in mind, just talk about the frame of mind of the kids. Have they been able to respond in the correct way for you this week in practice?
Yeah, I think, like you say, nobody wants to be 0-3 at this point. We don't want to be there. South Loop don't want to be there. So it is about that. How do we respond? I think the first week was pretty tough on them. I think there was an expectation that we're going to at least compete a little better, and we did. After that, I think it was kind of back to the drawing board and realizing, hey, we've got a long ways to go if we want to be competitive. And so I would say this last week has been better that way. I thought we competed better against a Bridgeport team that I think is a quarterfinal, maybe even a semifinal type team. I thought we competed better against them. We just ran into a really good competition. And so we're hopefully put that together and compete even more this week.
Coach, I know it's always about improving each and every week. So what areas have you maybe seen the most progress in through the opening 3 weeks?
You know, I think actually, and it's going to sound cliche or whatever, but probably leadership, which, like I say, that maybe that's not what you wanted to hear, but that was the area that maybe losing the group that we lost last year, we probably fell the most short on coming into this year, and I've seen that. I've seen a really good improvement from that standpoint of kids holding the other kids accountable and it don't have to be seniors. It can be sophomores. It can be anybody. But our leadership has definitely improved. I would say, we have so much to improve on, be it from blocking, tackling, running, throwing, basically the game of football, that it's tough to single out anything, but other than leadership really has improved.
Coach, to kind of build off of that, I know you've had some kids probably step into some new positions or kids getting an opportunity at a position for the first time. And I know with that, you have to understand the position. It's about reading. It's about reacting. Have you seen some of the younger players who have stepped into those positions grow in that area through the early part of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's not just in that, but in we had to teach a group that how important it is to get into the film room and study using huddle and using the things we have like that. It was always something everybody did was we watched huddle, but did we really use it, the appropriate way? We're learning that still today. We're learning that and how to watch film and get better through it. As far as position by position, absolutely. We've got kids that are really starting to understand what's asked upon them. Now it's a matter of can we do it or not. But once again, even though we're not necessarily a young team on paper, we're young in experience, and so that's something that we're going to have to work with week to week.
The third aspect of the game, Coach, always special teams. We in the media always ask you questions about offense and defense, but special teams is important. What have you seen from that group through the early part of the year?
Yeah, I think that's probably maybe one of our better parts of our game, I guess. Last week we had a kickoff return for a touchdown from a young sophomore. Our punter is another sophomore. Our punter is really, really booting it pretty good. I don't know too many coaches that love it when you have to brag about your punter because you shouldn't have to use that as much, but he's definitely a weapon for us. We've been solid in the special teams. We've unlimited attempts. I think we're 3 out of 4 on our point after touchdown conversions. It's actually probably our biggest strength right now. And maybe that's because the reality is those kids all played on those positions in years past when we tried to get some starters some time off. We would put them in those positions, and so maybe they're more comfortable in that.
Coach, your opponent on Friday is South Loop. Just talk a little bit about them, your preparation, and what's been the focus this week in practice as you get ready for them.
Yeah, a traditional power, obviously. They're going through some things right now, just like other schools are. I think if Jag was being honest with you, I don't think they expected to be 0-3 at this point, and I know I didn't expect them to be 0-3 myself, so – I think there's some struggles going on there. I know not having Pandorf full go is challenging. I'm hopeful that he's ready to go for this week because, you know, we want to see the best that everybody has. They got a tremendous quarterback, and did I call it Pandorf? I meant Paulson. But anyway, their quarterback Pandorf is really, really good. The Watun kid is a really, really good ball player. The Bierman kid is really good. So they got some really nice pieces. As far as preparation, it's always challenging to go against a Jaguar coach defense. He's got kind of a funky defense that we don't see. So drawing it up on the board is more challenging for us. I know that this is a game that means more than just two and three teams playing each other. It's a game that these kids see each other on a regular basis. A lot of times, you know, maybe Sunday at church or whatever. This game means a lot to everybody involved, and so I think I'd be ready to go.
Well, Coach, it's great talking to you. Always great to visit with you, and we appreciate you taking time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck coming up on Friday.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for covering 8-man football for us.
Coach Luke Connell joining us on our pregame show.